Hey guys, it's me, Beaver Boy. Welcome to the ZooCast. This is a new podcast that we're coming up with. It may include some offensive jokes, but today I'm with Badger Boy, and he's the one that had the idea for this podcast. So, Badger Boy, what are our plans for this?
Quality dark jokes, which include racism, 9/11, the Holocaust, Joseph Stalin, and most importantly, T. But we're not going to call it T. We're going to call it E. Okay?
Alright, yeah, E sounds like a great idea. But, like, how are we going to do the entire thing with availability and stuff? Like, right now, Flamingo Fellow is not able to join us, and then there's Leprechaun Lad and Monkey Man.
They are unlockable characters at the moment. It's unlockable.
So every once in a while, it's just going to be me and you, or you and whoever wants to record at the time.
Yeah.
Alright, that actually sounds okay, but it's going to get awkward every once in a while.
Sometimes there's just going to be a duo.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's going to be a trio. Sometimes we're going to have the whole...
all five of us.
And it's going to be... did I say homophobia yet?
Oh yes, homophobia is a big thing in this group, LGB, we're okay with you guys, but DQ plus, fuck off.
Please, fuck off. Anyways, the only one that we're fine with, Toby.
Yes, Toby on the telly is the only T that we're allowing.
And nostalgia.
Yes, nostalgia.
Nostalgia, whatever you want to call it. So is it GIF or GIF?
Ooh, that's a big argument. I call it GIF.
Actually, I don't even know what I call it.
Anymore. I mean, it's not fucking peanut butter.
I call it peanut butter.
Okay, there's something extremely wrong with you, you psychopath.
Peanut butter.
So speaking of nostalgia, on a SpongeBob marathon right now. Yeah. This house I'm staying in has cable, which I do not have at home.
I'm currently watching Stampy Longhead.
That's a lot of nostalgia sitting right there. I remember firing up my Kindle Fire just to watch that.
I'm also watching Dan TDM, Furious Destroyer, popular MMOs, Captain Sparkles, Sky Does Minecraft, all those beautiful people. I'm going off.
Yeah, that's a lot of nostalgia coming in right there.
There also is Minecraft Monday.
You know it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but,
currently, I'm...
are we going to throw in some politics with this?
Politics.
That's a good question.
Depends what you mean by politics.
Like the presidency, the 2020 debate.
My opinion in politics is... I really don't give a fuck.
I mean, eventually it's going to be left to us, though, to, you know, take care of the entire thing.
I'm the future dictator of the United States. So.
I better be your assistant, or there's something wrong with our friendship.
Genocide on the...
monkeys.
Western part of the border. Did I say border?
Yes. You know, I think with that idea, you're... Except for yeah.
I like potatoes.
Yes.
My dog played in the pool today and scratched the living foreskin out of my pool. Today I got circumcised by my dog.
Oh. You geck him now.
My foreskin is going for a little swim in my pool.
You see, I don't know about my quality, but, like, your quality is coming through. There's, like, a lot of air going by. I think I hear your AC in the background.
That is my AC. I can't turn it down because, like, handle things, they cut off, like, I don't know, like, 2 years ago. And I have to use pliers. It never works.
So we're going to have to find a way for a mic to work for you.
I couldn't unplug it.
That'll work.
It's really quiet in my room now.
Yeah, but you got me to talk to, and the people that will eventually see this podcast.
You know what? I'm going to bring my phone to the bathroom. You're going to listen to me, Pete.
No, Alex.
I promise I'm going to...
Ow, my ear.
My Xbox. Every time I'm on Xbox, I go into the bathroom. Pete. You listening close?
Yes, my volume's all the way up. I just violently turned it down.
Let me know if you... Wait. If I get this heat up on my desk, I'm going to go as hard as possible.
Let's not... No, Alex. There's no need for this. When must you?
And I will. I flush the toilet. ASMR flushing toilet.
Excuse me, is that a copyright in your name?
What?
Oh. You have the copyright symbol in your name.
We're the only...
Alright, we just hit the 10-minute mark. We have 20 more minutes left in this first podcast.
Few minutes off, it was just us trying to find out
the intro. Shh, they don't need to know about that.
Leaked footage of Tyler saying, dog dude.
Oh no. That doesn't look good on you though. My man Squidward, but okay, they just hinted at Squidward's suicide. Yeah, SpongeBob.
Oh.
He's putting up a rope, then all of a sudden, Birdcage comes up.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
It's the episode. It's where we're really depressed.
By saying that, you just, like, made a big nostalgia mark, okay? For the people who are listening to this, he's not on it right now, but me and Cameron used to be, like, every day when he might. Okay. So, back when, like, it was, like, the early days of my Cameron's mom, my dad being together, we lived at Kathy's sister's house, and we had a room, and we had a PlayStation 3, and all day, 24/7, all we did was just play Little Big Planet, and we played custom levels. It was great.
Ooh.
It was the only time in the 20s something.
I just found a piano down here. Not a full-on piano, but it's like a toy piano.
I lost my harmonica.
It keeps changing chords.
Tyler, turn it off.
I don't know how. So, when are we going to try to get Flamingo Fellow in here and our other friends?
Tomorrow. But no one in Amon's sleep, too. Do you hear?
So, who's always going to do the intros for this? Are we going to alternate? I'm asking important questions.
What?
I'm asking important questions and you're playing Bop It.
What is it?
Who's going to do the intros? Are we going to alternate?
Whoever volunteers.
Hi, Tommy.
See?
Tommy just walked in the room. He just wants to know that I'm recording a podcast.
So, I don't know what to do. We might make an Instagram.
For the ZooCast?
Yeah, but we need an email. We should, but like,
here. Well, I think I have a few leftover emails.
We can just make a normal email. Just make it ZooCast. Oh, wait, I'm not going to say that. Oh,
text it
to you. I don't know.
Yeah. So we're all going to need access to this Instagram.
Someone's awake.
Tommy is dancing in the room, and I am fearing for my life because he is creating an earthquake that you will soon feel over at your house.
I'm scared I woke everyone else and by playing Bop It.
Are you sure it wasn't from your aggressive pee?
Oh no, I trust me. There's been lots.
We breaking stuff.
See, the thing is, you're lucky. This, you don't have to do anything. But I have to.
Tommy, close the door.
All I'm gonna do is just edit, just crop out some parts and just edit a song, like for the intro.
Yeah.
With,
I mean, we can put a song throughout the entire thing if we wanted to.
No, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I say we record our own music for our intros.
Yeah, I'll start with a beat. Crap.
I think just the sounds of the Bop It are enough.
You messed me up.
Alex, I got our intro.
Cheated on my mom, on my mom. My mom cheated on my mom when he left when I was one.
Then how do you know he went to go get milk?
My dad went to go get milk, go get milk, go. My dad went to go get milk, it's been 13 years. Okay, the first one was better.
Yeah.
Okay, so swimming cures sickness. Here's my theory. Well, it's not a theory, it's a fact. Okay. I drank a 2-liter Mountain Dew today.
No Alex, reason. Did you have your daily anal today?
No. I not today, sadly.
Well, you gotta get on that, boy.
But I drank it. And I felt sick all day, dizzy and everything, so I just laid down in bed. And then I went out, ask my mom if I can go on Amazon so I can order stuff for my money that I got for my birthday.
Order the mic.
I already ordered a ripstick and a headset. So, here's the thing. She forgot to change the ripstick to green instead of blue. So me and Johnny have the same ripstick, which I'm not really complaining because I just wanted a ripstick. And the headset is blue, but it plays on all consoles.
Yeah. So do you want to end this at 25 minutes instead of 30?
I don't like 25 minutes. Yeah.
But like 30's so long. Like we have 12 more minutes and it's only been 18.
Imagine life without that extra 5 minutes. Imagine adding 5 minutes onto your school period.
Do you have 90 minutes?
Instead of 50 minutes, you get 50. I mean, 55.
You're glitching out.
Am I really?
For me, you were. I think it was because I'm getting notifications, which when we record next time, I will have to turn off.
I'm surprised I didn't get any.
You know, it messes up your audio completely.
Probably because it's like 1:22 in the morning.
You know, I'm getting a lot of Snapchat notifications.
So, but anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. Imagine adding 5 minutes onto the time you have to get to your periods. Instead of 3 minutes, you get 8 minutes. Now think about that.
That's just too much time.
But think about that 5 minutes. Now imagine having 10 minutes to talk to your family before you die of cancer. But you're reduced by 5 minutes. And now you have less than a minute to talk to your wife and kids. No. Think about this. You have 10 minutes. No. Yes. No. 7 minutes to score a touchdown and take the lead in a football game. Just to win the championship. But reduce it by 5 and now you only have 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I'd see that as an even better situation there because, like, then the other team has less time to score and make you go into overtime. Because with that 10 minutes, you could score in that too. Overtime. And you'd leave the other team with 8 minutes to score again.
Listen, your opinion is irrelevant.
My opinion is very relevant.
No, you.
Okay, Badger Boy.
Okay, Beaver Man.
It's Beaver Boy.
Hey, you. I found out today that my sisters watch Mr. Beast.
They do?
And yes, and we had a full-on conversation about like who our favorites are, who our least favorites are. And I found out Judah hates Chris.
Chandler has Big Dumb.
Chandler's my favorite. You make fun of Chandler, you're gay.
Chandler, cool guy, but Chandler also pussy.
No, it's just that he cares about his health, which I think everyone should.
But he can easily win challenge.
He's waiting for the big prize. No, the big prize isn't a Tesla or a Lamborghini or a house. No. No, that's just no.
It's his hospital bill.
No, it's... Gushers.
I just realized he's asked for gushers in every episode.
And to throw poop. But, yeah. I found out Jada hates Chris.
How could you hate Chris?
Did you hate that fact that he always mentions that Chandler and everyone's challenges?
Yeah.
And that he's loud. Which, no wonder she hates him.
The best video, I think, by Mr. Beast was the Insane Asylum.
That and the Egg Olympics.
I don't think I've seen the Egg Olympics.
It's the egg, and it says, can we get this to the men's light video on YouTube, which is surpassed PewDiePie in the most liked non-music video on YouTube, so it counts, I guess. Just got a notification on Instagram. Someone liked my photo. Thank you, Nat.Brown. You know what? I'm going to plug him. Everybody go follow Nat.Brown. Natt.Brown on Instagram.
Okay, that is a legend. Okay. Should we start promoting this on Instagram as well?
I forgot to finish that conversation. Someone needs to create a Instagram. And if they want to, a Snapchat. Which I'm just having a private story for. And I'm trying to find a way for you and Cameron and everybody else to edit stuff on.
Ooh, I know how to do that, okay? So, with this app, you can go into Snapchat, right?
Yes, you bet your sweet lippy you can.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do, you're going to go into Snapchat, you're going to go into your stories, okay?
I know that.
Okay, and then that big list will show, and you'll see the ZooCast or whatever you have it as.
I have it as ZooCast, or the Zoo Podcast. I don't even remember how I have it.
Okay, but go into that story settings.
I'm not on Snapchat right now.
Oh. How to get it?
But I don't want to close the app and have all these 23, 42 seconds completely gone.
They'll still be here. It'll still keep going while me and you sit here.
Just text it to me after this.
But you can go over into Snapchat. I've done it multiple times, my guy.
I think I know how to do it. So let me discover things after this. We have 6 minutes.
But you can just do it right now with the help from me.
Just shut up.
You won't lose this. It'll keep recording your voice.
I have to edit this, okay? While I'm editing, you can... Actually, I don't think editing's going to be that long. All I have to do is add songs and cut the beginning part out.
Exactly.
So it probably will become 30, 25 minutes.
Yeah, more than likely.
I hope it's like iMovie and you can split some parts out and stuff.
I mean, that's what it said in the description for the app.
Yeah, I did see that, but for all we know, it's probably something stupid.
Yeah. We're still figuring out the kinks.
I was about to say this app was stupid, right when I was about to delete it. And then Cameron favorited me. And I was like, oh, maybe I did see something when I invited you guys. It said Anchor Friends. And
yeah.
Then I was like, okay, let me try that. And then this happened. And my posters fell. I don't know if you just heard it, but yeah, my posters just fell. Yeah.
Really tired right now.
You just glitched out crazy.
Did you get a notification?
No, I didn't get a notification. I don't know if you I don't know what just happened, but it sounds weird.
I'm sure the audio for the podcast is fine. I think it's just our receiving ends that are going to suck.
Our receiving hairline. I got a haircut today.
Got a haircut 2 days ago. And I look amazing right now. Sexiest man alive.
Excuse me? I was forgetting about the end of the video.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I had disrespected Mr. DeVito.
SMH, my head.
Shake my head.
So, Cameron's cousin. You know those kids that are throwing rocks at us?
What?
You know those kids that were throwing rocks at us? That little thing, you know? Remember? On the 18th of May?
Not quite.
Cameron's cousins.
Oh, yes, those children.
Yeah. One of those kids were named Danny, and she got mad at us when we called her Danielle DeVito.
Oh.
I heard my voice, and now I feel like I sound like a 13-year-old girl on testosterone.
Dude, I sound... My voice is sexy, okay?
You also sound like a 13-year-old girl on testosterone.
Isn't that basically the same as a 13-year-old boy?
Did I say boy?
Dude, I think they're also playing the SpongeBob movies tomorrow.
In what?
On Teen Nick? I mean, no. What was it? What channel was this? On, Nicktoons.
Cartoon Network, I heard, is a little down.
Yeah, it's kind of suck now.
Yeah. I watched it, like, a few days ago. It was bad. What they need to do is, like, a nostalgia day. This is where they play, like, all the good shows, like Johnny Bravo, like Powderpuff Girls. You know, like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, like what Teen Nick's doing? They're playing SpongeBob until...
But SpongeBob's still going on.
Yeah, but they're playing SpongeBob until 6 in the morning. And then they're putting on Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is it like the Alvin and the Chipmunks cartoons? Or
the cartoons, so it's not that good.
You just glitched out. Is it the movies or the
cartoons? It's the cartoons, so it's gonna suck.
Oh. I think the only cartoon... Wait. If I'm thinking of the cartoons, the only one episode I remember is like the Christmas episode where Alvin gets a cool harmonica.
Yeah. Ooh, was I the only one that had the... discs for the Alvin and Chipmunk songs? No. No, Alex. Like, maybe. But da 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 da.
Hey,
it's over here. Oh, wait. It's over here.
I don't know what it says that far.
As you can... Ah.
As you can see,
there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Perry.
So stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. Stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Ah, Phineas and Ferb are doing the title sequence.
Bam.
All right, well, that's a 30 minutes.
All right. All of you. Well, it looks like that's the end of this podcast. Like I said, well, like Alex had said, this is what. Well, no, none of us have said this. This is just to see how things are gonna work with this app, and you know. Figure out the kinks and explain what this podcast is going to be about.
Kinky. Well, have fun with your sexuality. Have fun with your race. Have fun with your religion. You dirty little whore.